Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria op na 25, Johannesburg 24 en Emalahleni net 20 grade op hierdie maandag. Ons begin aan die Oosrand waar die omstrede selfverordende pastoor Paseko Mboro Motsweneng en twee ander vandag terugverwag word in die Palm Ridge Landroshof. Motsweneng, 'n familielid en 'n lyfwag word aangekla nadat hulle in Augustus na bewering met pangas by 'n laerskool in Katlehong ingestorm het. Masachaba Sefularu het meer.
Last month, the state alleged Paseka Motsweneng had named one of the witnesses in the kidnapping case against him during a podcast recording, thereby violating his bail conditions. It turned to the court for an order to bar him from doing so. However, the court dismissed the state's application, saying the prosecution failed to convince it of their claim. After nearly a month behind bars, Motsweneng was released on 3,000 rand bail in the case, which emanated from a long-standing custody dispute involving his minor relatives. At the last appearance, the matter was postponed to today for regional court transfer. Masachaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
Die Gauteng provinsie het 'n nuwe reeks munisipale regulasies in plek teen voedselvergiftiging.
The first uniform approach across the province was to adopt a mechanism of reporting because we've got so many deaths that are taking place. We want to isolate those that are foodborne and those that need our immediate attention.
Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesufi het gister aan die media bevestig dat 23 mense, meestal jong kinders, dood is in die meer as 440 voorvalle wat reeds aangemeld is. Alle munisipaliteite in Gauteng sal nou die nuwe munisipale wetgewing moet toepas. Meer hieroor by jackranda.fm.com. Klik op news. Na Mpumalanga waar die agterstand in trokke nou deurgewerk is by die Limbombo grensbos. Die grens is oop vir trokke tussen Suid-Afrika en Mosambiek na verlede week se algehele sluiting. Maar Cage Barnett van die Suid-Afrikaanse Vereniging vir Vragvervoer sê hulle verwag egter 'n moontlike opkoping van voertuie oor die volgende paar dae.
The Bombo was a border designed for no more than 800 vehicles a day and yet continuously handled more than twice that.
In internationale nuus, Israëlse eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu sê hy het sedert die Amerikaanse verkiesing van verlede week reeds 3 keer met Amerika se aangewese president Donald Trump gepraat om die bondgenootskap tussen hulle nasies te versterk. Israëlse aanvalle op Libanon en die noorde van Gaza het gister tot 23 gestyg, insluitende kinders se dood. Netanyahu beskryf die gesprekke met Trump as goed en belangrik en sê albei stem saam oor Iran se bedreiging op alle vlakke en die gevaar wat dit inhou. En Britse militêre honde kry binnekort 'n hele reeks nuwe veiligheidstoerusting, insluitende nuwe brille, stewels en cool vaste baadjies as deel van 'n kontrak van multimiljoen pond. Die kontrak is gemik op verbeterde opleiding vir die groep van meer as 500 werkende honde in die Britse weermag. Ek's Gerrit Souza, the top story at this hour, controversial self-ordained Pastor Mboro, expected back in court today.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Thank you.